But on the other side, against it, you have averos, other things. In the first case of the Mishnah, the first case is you're a kohen, and there is an aveda in a beis hakvaros. So, just so you have a little bit of background, for a kohen to become tameh is an avera, is an essay and a los assay of kadoshim to you. They have a mitzvah to be kadosh, and there's a lo yitameh, there's a love to become tameh. So, there's a los assay and an essay, and they have a mitzvah of a Shabbos aveda. And the Mishnah says they should not go into the beis hakvaros to return the lost object. Then the Mishnah moves on and talks about what if your father tells you to do something wrong. Your father tells you, your father's a kohen, if you're a kohen, and he tells you, become tame. Become hitame. Hitame is a lashon command. Become tame. Now, what is he telling you to become tame for? Is he telling you, stam, because for kicks? I want to see you become tamei. Let's see you become tamei. So you have a mitzvah of listening to your father against, like I just said, the aveira and the mitzvah of being kaddush and not becoming tamei. Or is he telling you to become tamei for a reason? That's going to be a discussion that your rebbeim will now have to talk about, of whether or not he stopped telling you to become tamei, or there's a reason why he's telling you to become tamei. There's a Rashi Yavamas and Davav. You'll see there's a Ritva earlier and Daf Lamed that your rabbi will talk about. Is he stam an evil genius and he's trying to tell you to become tamei, or there's a reason? Maybe there's another mitzvah. Maybe there's a lost object over there. The second case where your father's telling you is there's stam. Now you're a regular Israel and there's a lost object. He says, do not return it. Do not return it. And so you have the mitzvah of kibbutz ve'ein, and you have a mitzvah to return, and you also hashev tashivim, and there's an avera of lo sucha le'salim to ignore the aveda. Okay, this is the Mishnah, and the Gemara starts off with a very interesting brisa, and it says, how do we know that you don't listen to your father when he tells you become tamei or don't return? How do we know? So the Gemara, the Brisa brings a pasuk, as ish es imo v'aviv tiro, you should fear your mother and father. Ve'es shibsoi sait tishmoiru, but you should guard Shabbos. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And the Gemara learns, and the Brisa learns from this pasuk, that if your parents tell you to break Shabbos, do not listen to them. Kulchem chayavin b'chvaydi. I beat out your parents. Where exactly do you see in the pasuk that Hashem, the Shabbos, beats kibbutz ave'im? Machlekes Rishonim b'seder. Is it from Ani Hashem? Rashi Shita is it from Ani Hashem Kul? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Doesn't matter for now. You'll take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel over here. He learns it even without Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Either way, the Braisa brings that by Shabbos, your father tells you, break Shabbos, do not listen to him. And I need a pasuk to tell me you don't listen to your father. So just like, what does the Brisa say? Just like you don't listen to your father when he tells you to break Shabbos, so too when he tells you, don't return the chayfetz, don't return the lost object, don't listen to him. Just like he tells you to become tamei, don't listen to him. That is the Brisa. Thank you, Brisa. Thank you, Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Torah. And now we know, don't listen to your father when he tells you to break Shabbos, or not to return an object, so on and so forth. Frek to Gemore Abom Bakashe. Gemore asked Abom Kasha. Listening to your father is an essay. Kabbalah Sevichah Sevechah, let's say. Okay, you have to know. Kabbalah Sevichah Sevechah, let's say for now. And he's telling you to do what? Let's play a devil's advocate over here a little bit. He's telling you to break Shabbos. Rabbi Zai, Shabbos is an essay and a losase malacha. And it's an essay of Yom HaShvi'i Tishbos. It's an essay and a loose essay. Or it's telling you to become tame. You have an essay of kibud av ha'am, kibud av ha'im, and you have a loose, and you have don't become tame and be kaddush. It's against an essay and a loose essay. Or it's telling you not to return. Not to return. You have a mitzvah of kibud av ha'im against hashiv teshivim and lo sucha lezalim. It's an essay against a lo sasei and an essay. So, any way you want to cut it, lomali kra, water need a pasik that you don't listen to your father. We know that an essay can't be doicha lo sasei v'essay. So I just spoke out the Gemara. Pashim Shat in the Gemara, you'll take a look at the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, this is the Pashim Shat I learned in the Gemara. Gemara means to ask. I don't care if your father told you to break Shabbos. I don't care if he told you to become Tomei. I don't care if he told you not to return an object. In all those cases, it's an essay against a low sasei, an essay. Why would I think that you should listen to your father? Obviously, once I set up the Gemara that way, you're going to run into Akasha once you see Rashi. Rashi, for some reason, specifically learns the Gemara's question of asse against lo sasei v'essei is when your father's telling you don't return it. Rashi says the essay is come keep it of the aim. What's the essay and the lo sasei? Hashiv teshivim and lo sucha le'esalim. Why do you do that? Why did Rashi say it's that case? Let it be the case of don't become kadosh to you and lo yitame or lo sasu malacha and yom hashvi tishpois. Why did Rashi choose the aveira or the case of don't return it, al taxia? Okay, I'm going to put that Rashi on the side again from tomorrow on, whenever your rabbin gets up. Okay, but I say, Pnei Yeshua says you can run the Gemara and we'll see it's machlokes Rishonim, Taisus Rosh, Taisus earlier. Okay, I spoke out of Rashi, but the Seder. So Asay is not doicha lo sasei the essay. So it's a little bit zaitik, it's a little bit off the sugya, but just to give you an introduction to appreciate the background of this sugya, and then to end off at least with the bon kasha, so you won't be able to sleep tonight, Avado. Okay, when I was learning by Rav Resnick, when I was in the mirror, so I once came to him. And only I would say something. Rav Resnick is a very, very serious, scary person, at least in the mirror. So I once came over to him. I said, Rebbe, you were in my dream last night. You were giving shir in my dream last night. And he told me, okay, very nice. You know, Intels, one time in Europe, when someone came to the Rosh Hashiva, Blazer Gordon said, he asked you the Rosh Hashiva Kasha, told the Rosh Hashiva Kasha, Rosh Hashiva said, great Kasha. He said, I dreamt this Kasha last night. I dreamt up this kasha. We told him, in tells, we don't only sleep the kasha, we sleep the terutzim. That's where we expect you. We expect you to sleep the terutzim. Okay, so hopefully enough, this kasha will bother you enough at the end that you'll sleep over the kasha. You don't have to sleep up, you don't have to dream up the answer. Hopefully, you know, I'd rather hear your answers if you thought of them when you're awake. rather than sleeping. But okay, we should all. Okay, so it goes like this. Asei doiche lois asei. Let's start from there. Our Gemara is assuming, we all know, asei is not doiche lois asei v'essei. So why not? Why isn't asei doiche lois asei v'essei? Why not? So we have to take a step back for a second. Okay? Why isn't asei doiche lois asei? And I'd like to ask that question. Well, what kind of question is that? I don't know. Which one should be doiche, which one? Who knows? So let's ask it with the question that the Rishonim are bothered by. Rishonim and Achronim, Rabbi Isai, if you don't do, not that this would ever happen, but if you miss Zman Kriya Shema, if somehow, some way, it's very early nowadays, Rabbi Isai, be very careful, set your alarms. I woke up at 6 in the morning, I woke up an hour earlier by accident, because my phone is from 300 years ago, so it doesn't change itself. it doesn't work. I mean, it's really, really old. You guys are complaining about the K phones. This is kosher, trust me. Okay, so, what was I talking about? I don't know. Asei doicha lo sasei. If you miss Zman Kriya Shema Chas V'Shalom, do you get Malkus? Maybe the Rosh Hashiva will flip over your bed and hit you for it, but you do not get Malkus, there's no Malkus. But if you do a lo sasei, then you get patched. So what's more machmir? wow, the shear's not that bad. Just threw the... Okay? So what's more chomer? An essay or a losase? A losase. So when you have a mitzvah against an aveira, which one should we be more makbid on? The aveira. Why is asay doicha losase? This is an ABC question on asay doicha losase. So in the Welt, that's what I put on over here, just the shtel revek, very smooth and klar, famous that there are two ways to explain asay doicha losase. Rav Nissim Goin, and the Ramban. Rav Nissim Goin, and this is Madgish at the end of his shtickle, he says 100%. He says a los asay is more chomer than an asay. But you know what the pshat is? The Torah, when the Torah said asay is doicha los asay, you know what the pshat is? The Torah is saying, let's say, where do we learn asay doicha los asay from? Let's say you're not supposed to wear shatnez, but you can wear sitzes with shatnez. Says with this one going to pshat's like this. Oh, I figured it out. The pshat's like this. Pshat's like this. It's also to wear shatnez, normally. But b'makom tzitzis, the Torah never said it was also to wear shatnez. The lav was not said. I mean, the lav was said on condition. It is also to do this, except b'makom a mitzvah. That means when normally you have a lo saseh, but if you have a mitzvah over there, there is no aveira. So it's true. You want to know what's more chomer, an aveira, doing an aveira, or missing a mitzvah? It's worse to do an aveira. So why do you do the mitzvah? Because there is no aveira here, says Rav Nissim Goin. Hashem only said the aveira when it's not b'makom mitzvah. That's Rav Nissim Goin. The Ramban and others, the Ramban says no. And I'll explain. The Ramban says that's not the pshat. Avada, there is an avera over there. So why is asay doicha los asay? So I'll explain it with a mashal. What's pshat? How could it be that an asay beats a los asay, but a los asay you get patched for it and not an asay? So explain it with a mashal. You come home, this is what the Ramban says. Chmein, I saw a tumult maybe in what the Ramban's kavana is, but this is the pashup pshat. I think the Meshech Chachma learns the Ramban this way, but this is a vad, the pashup pshat in the Ramban. You come home to your father and you tell him, Tati, at the end of the week, I didn't get suspended this week. Yashikoyach. You're not meant to get suspended. Okay, so okay, goes on date. You don't get. You come home and you tell him, you know, I made honors. Okay, now we're talking. We'll get you, I don't know, whatever's in. I don't know, spinners. I don't know, whatever's in. He'll get you something. Okay, but if you come home and say, I didn't make honors. Okay, so you didn't give me super nachas. If you get suspended, then the belt comes off and he patches you. So the pshat's like this. So the pshat is a lo saseh is getting suspended. But you're not supposed to get suspended but what gives your father more nachas? Not getting suspended or being on honor roll? Being on honor roll gives your father more nachas. And that's the pshat, says the Ramban. Mitzvah's essay is ahavas Hashem. Lo saseh is yiras Hashem. So when they're up against avada, you want to know why you get patched on a los asay and not for being an essay? Because you don't get patched for not making honor roll. You get patched for getting suspended. But you want to know, what does your tati want? What does he want more? He wants you to serve him from ava, or he wants you to serve him from yira? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the ava, Hashem. Memela asay is doiche los asay. That is the Ramban. Now, in Havana, There's a very yisoidus dekachilik, and I was trying to margish this before. According to the Rav Nissim Goin, when an essay is against a los asay, what's the pshat? There is no avera there. There is no avera. It wasn't, the avera was not said b'makom a mitzvah. According to the Ramban, no. There is a mitzvah. There is an avera over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more interested in your mitzvah, ma'avas Hashem, than the yiras Hashem. So it overcomes, the mitzvah overcomes the avera. Ad kedei kach. The lashon that we all know is ase doiche lo sase. The Maharik in Tshuva Kuf Lamed Tes, I believe, asks on the Nisim Goyim. The lashon is not good. Ase doiche lo sase sounds like that there's an opponent. There's an enemy over there, and you're overriding him. According to Rav Nissim Goyim, that's not the pshat. It's essay against essay. I don't even know. Ein lo sase b'makom essay. Whatever the lashon of the Gemara should be. That's the Ma'arik Sa'ara on Rav Nissim Goyim. But this is the background of Adam for the Rebbeim T'chuya Hutra. Obviously, this gets into that. The Tali of T'chuya Hutra. Beseder. So now, that's a little bit of background. Ase doicha lo sase. Now we get to our Gemara. Ein ase doicha lo sase ve'ese. Why not? So, ase doicha lo sase, what happened about ase doicha lo sase ve'ese? So now, what happens when you have an essay against an essay? So, it's not doicha. If you have an essay against an essay, you're not doicha. The lashon of the Gemara is my ulme high essay me high essay. By essay doicha lo sase, let's say with the lashon of the Ramban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interested in your essay over the lo sase. When you have two essays, right? So then you're stuck. So don't do anything. You have two essays. Obviously, you can't be doicha. Only an essay doicha lo sase. So the question is like this. The question is, and when you have an essay against an ase velosa ase, you can't do it. What happens if you? Why can you not be doing an essay? Why is essay not doing ase velosa? Is it only because of the essay, or is it also because of the losa ase? Normally, essay is doing losa ase. I want to know like this: if you do it, let's say you do it. Let's say your father says, let's say our Gemara, your father says, don't return it. So it's an essay of Kibra of Aim against Losucha Le'Salim and Hashif Teshivim. Now you shouldn't listen to your father. You listen to your father. Are you over the Losase or not? Do you still have Ase Doiche Losase within Ein Ase Doiche Ase Velosase? What? Do you get Malkus? That's enough. Do you get Malkus? So now, interestingly enough, it's Avado, it's Machlekes Rishonim. So I put in my Makom, the sukkies are complicated, it's because of sukkies and Psachim and Chulin and Chule, but to try to keep it simple, the Shitas Riva is when you do the mitzvah, you are not over the lo sase. Ase is doiche lo sase. You want to know why when our Gemara says ein ase doiche lo sase ve ese, it's only because the ese part, not because of the lo sase part. The lo sase part doesn't bother me at all. I'm gonna take him down. That if you do it, you don't get malchus. You're not over that lav according to the Riva. Why does the Gemara say ein ase doicha lo sase ve ese? It should just say ein ase doicha ase. It is doicha the lo sase. The Ritva asked the kasha on Daf Lamed earlier. Ein achanami lav dafka. Happens to me that there's an ase and lo sase over here. But you want to know why ein ase doicha lo sase ve ese? It's not because it's two against one. It's not a numbers game. It's because an ese can't be doicha an ese. But an essay is toicha the lo sase. That is the Shitas Riva.
Hey, which one came first?
What do you mean, which one came first?
What
does it matter which Bissa came first?
It says Loisachser, which means that he picked it up already.
What's this?
It says Loisachser in the Gemara, which means that he picked it up already. Don't return it. Not don't pick it up.
No, Losucha L'Slam is even when you see it, even before you pick it up.
Yeah, but once he picked it up, he already is looking for a Shava.
But your father telling you not to return it. So now, okay, let's say you picked it up. Good. It's even easier if we picked it up. Let's say you picked it up. So now, if you don't return it, you're over.
No.
Yeah, it's a good question. Because if you picked it up, I'm going to ask to do it. You have to know if you have a Losuchal Sam, to know the Gemara Chavav. But, Bipshuta, let's say you have a Losuchal and Hashem Teshivim, now your father's saying, drop it. I have an essay against an essay. Let's say I drop it. Am I over the lav or not? So the Riva says no, because the essay beats that lav. Essay's doichelos essay. What?
Looking
at
the item.
Okay, you have to know the exact case. Fine, that gets into the protim over here. That's the Rashi, what exactly the case is, how exactly you have the essay and the los essay of Hashem Teshivim and los uchelos salim together. Fine, that's the Gemara Chavav. Fine, we have to the Rishash over here on Rashi. Fine, we'll have in Echanami. We'll save that Hashem. Essay against an essay, you should don't. You're stuck. Don't do anything. I'm sorry. There's an essay against an essay, but let's say I do it. So the essay at least beats the los essay.
Yeah, I was there. Why don't I say it's part of the mitzvah? Your father says don't do anything besides walk with me. Let's see.
Okay, after those sugya, what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah. You have to know. Okay, fine. Ryan, tell us if you could do both. Can okay? Okay. Better we sat on it. How long ago did we stay on? Is the mitzvah part of the mitzvah? Okay, a while ago, before Corona. Okay, it's a different zone, different lifetime. Okay, Rabbi Sai, that is the Riva. Masha'in came, she just tastes this in other places of Atot Shabbat Chalikas Rishayim, that no, if there's an essay and a los essay against your essay, and you try to do it, you are over the lav. You are over the lav. You are over the lav. Even though normally essay beats los essay, not when it's an essay and a los essay. Now, why is that? Okay, the truth is there's two hesperim of why to argue on. I mean, why is the Riva wrong? It's true. My essay beats the los essay. It just doesn't beat the essay. Why would I be over on the lav? Why would I be over on the lav? So again, there's two lashonos, but I'm only going to do one for now. Let me give you an example. Essay's doicha lo sasei. An essay's not doicha a lo sasei with kares. Okay? If a lo sasei has kares, right? Okay, Shabbos, okay, that's a clash on the Gemara. But if you have a lo sasei of kares, an essay's not doicha, it's only doicha regular lo sasei. Why not? Because it's too chomer. Even the Ramban would say, okay, according to the Nisim Goyim, fine, then Toyer did say the lav in this case, according to the Ramban. Okay, you get suspended, not expelled. Okay, there's a limit. There's a limit to what, you know, okay, don't go to jail. You know, I mean, don't end up here. Don't end up in jail. So there's a limit to what you could do wrong. As is not doichalot sechipukaris. Says Tosfos in Kedushin, when you have a lav with an essay, you know what pshat is? The pshat is, it's a starker lav. It's not just a lav. It's a lav on steroids. The fact that there's an essay over here, it's not only that, oh, there happens to be a los essay and an essay. If there's an essay with the los essay, that means it's a more chumradik lav. It's a more chumradik los essay. So I only know essay could be doicha a regular los essay. Like I said, could essay be doicha los essay of kares? No. So too an essay can't be doicha a los essay that has an essay with it. It's too strong. It's a los essay on steroids. It's a stronger, the essay affects the strength of the los essay. It just happens to be that they're together. No, it infuses the los essay. It's olim, the lav is olim, the lav becomes stronger. Lashon of Tosfos in Kedushin, last Ma'ariv Makom over here. So, at the end of the day, we have a machlokes rishonim, an essay against a lo sasei v'essay. Our Gemara says, you are not meant to do, that's the Gemara's kasha, let's not lose focus on the Gemara's kasha. Kra, lamali kra, worry the pasik that you don't listen to your father. Poshit, it's an essay against a los essay for essay. What's the problem? Is the problem, what's the problem when an essay is against a los essay for essay? According to the Riva, the only problem is the essay part. The los essay doesn't bother me really. Akadikach, the Ritva asks, so why does it say essay for los essay? Just say essay against essay. According to the Kedushin, no! Once I have an essay with the los essay, they both bother me. And that's the lashon of the Gemara. Ein essay doicha essay v'los essay. Because even this los essay, I'm not able to, I'm not able to beat. Because the lowest ase is on steroids. Okay? That is a little bit of background. Whether or not this is... I was going to go into a little bit, but... Whether or not it's dependent, this Riva and Tosfos, or Rabbeinu Tam and Kedushin, will call it Riva against... No, it's not Rabbeinu Tam. However, it is Tosfos and Kedushin. Rabbeinu Tam's the third Shita. Is it totally on Rav Nissim Goyin or the Ramban? So the Marik does make it totally on each other, that Marik over there. But we'll end like this. And this is the losing sleep question. This is the Bamba question, and about it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, and now you're going to make sure that you bother your Rebbeim about it and not let them get away with this Kasha. Okay? The Gemara asks, why do I need a pasuk? Let's speak it out by Shabbos, okay? Gemara says, I learned from the pasuk, if your father tells you not to keep Shabbos, don't listen to him. Why do I need a pasuk? Ain ase doicha lo sase v'ase. Why do I need a pasuk? It's pasuk. And the Gemara answers whatever it answers. The Gemara answers, because I would think it's a super essay, because Hashem's so into you being mechabed your parents. Okay? But the Gemara's kasha. Why do I need a pasuk? I know ain't essay doicha lo sase v'ase. Is that a good kasha or not? So it depends. According to the Riva, the Chayre this Gemara makes absolutely no sense. If you have an essay against an essay of a law, say according to the Riva, let's say you do it. Do you get Malkus? No, because it beats the law essay. So you want to know why I need a pasuk in this case? To tell me that in this case, you are over the law essay. That you do get Malkus. You can't ask me why. You want to know why Hashem went out of his way and said, when your parents tell you to break Shabbos, don't listen to them. You want to know why Hashem had to come and tell you that? Because if I didn't tell you, you're right. You would know not to listen to your father. If you ask before the pasuk, should you listen to your father? No. Ein ase doicha lo sase v'ase. So why do I need a pasuk? Because there's a nafka mina. What if you do listen to your father and you're over Shabbos? Do you get malchus? If I didn't have the pasuk, according to the Riva, I wouldn't get malchus. I need the pasuk to tell me. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and Shabsaisai Tishmairu. You're over the lav. You're gonna get Malkus. Frecht Rabbi Kiva Eger, frecht the Minchas Chinuch, frecht anyone who ever learned this Gemara and knew this Riva. Oh, what's the Merav Sinigri? What's the Gemara's Kasha? It's a Pella. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Avada, I need the Pasuk to tell me that in this case you get Malkus. Avada, according to Rebbeinu Tam, it's very good. Either way, ein asei doicha lo sase means you're over the lo sase, so I don't need a pasuk at all. According to the Riva, avada, you're going to need a pasuk to tell me that you get malchus. That is one of the big kashas on the sugya. Bez Hashem, not the first kasha on the sugya. There's kashas that come before this kasha and pashup shana in the Gemara of Shabbos bechule. But that's a little bit of background, Rabbi Isai, of asei doicha lo sase. What did we taina? We said, just to make a summary, ase deicha lo sase, just to understand, we said two pshatim, it's a pshat that there's no lo sase over there at all, it's a pshat that Kosh Baruch Hu is interested in the Abbas Hashem over the years, it's ase deicha lo sase. Then we said, well, why isn't ase deicha lo sase the essay? We said, to mahalchim, is it only the essay that's bothering you? Because of my only high essay, my high essay, but klape the lo sase, you could be deicha, which is the riva, or we said, this is the kedushin, that no, it's even the lo sase, because it's lo sase, the ase affects, pumps up the lo sase, and just like an ase can't be doicha lo sase bekoris, can't be doicha an ase can't be doicha lo sase that has an essay in it. There's nafka minas, and the mail, according to the Riva, we're asking this kasha. What is the Gemara asking? Why do I need a pasuk? According to the Riva, avada, I need a pasuk. I need a pasuk to tell me that in this case, if you do the essay, you're going to get malchus. Everyone should have. Thank you all for listening. All the Rebbeim, all the Talmidim, and we should have a kvaldikas man, we should steig ois, and I wish you have a lot of us. Call to.